Much of the district's attention right now is focused on the prospect of two bills in Alaska's Republican-controlled Senate. Senate Bill 96, among other things, would require districts to operate schools at full capacity, or in other words, maximize the number of students per square foot in a school building. In Sitka, this would mean moving second grade back into Baranoff Elementary, raising class sizes to 18 to 22 students, and laying off three elementary teachers. Senate Bill 22 is the state operating budget. Senators are proposing two measures that would affect school funding. The first would reduce the base student allocation, or BSA, anywhere from 1 to 5%. At most, a 5% reduction would mean a loss of $805,000 to Sitka schools. The second measure would shift a share of the cost of funding employee retirements from the state to local school districts. Again, anywhere from 1 to 5%. At 5%, the effect on Sitka schools would be $558,000. The combined impact could well be over $1 million for the Sitka School District and translate into the layoff of at least two teachers at the secondary level, other strategic cuts to items like school supplies, and requiring programs like Ventures and the swimming pool to be totally self-supporting. The State House of Representatives is controlled by a bipartisan coalition led by Democrats who are less likely to support cuts to education. It may take the legislature until June to reach an agreement. With so much at stake and so much uncertainty, Sitka School Board President Cass Pook instructed Superintendent Mary Wegner to let City Hall know
that we're adding back in the $239,000 into the budget.
The school board had previously accepted a $239,000 reduction in the local contribution to schools in order to help the city close its budget gap. Although there was no vote, the five board members agreed with Pook to withdraw the offer. The district currently employs 28 teachers who lack tenure and who could be subject to layoff if the Senate's cuts come to fruition. The district offers contracts for the following school year 14 days before the last day of school in the current year. Sitka Education Association Representative Tim Pike asked Wegner what information he should be passing on to the non-tenured members of his union.
Should non-tenured teachers be dusting off the resumes, or should not our non-tenured teachers, how should we help these people understand what's going on with this process so that they know what they're looking at? Because if they get this, they're going to think that they might be on the chopping block.
I would say that at every opportunity, we are going to try to preserve all of our non-tenured teachers who want to stay here. That is our goal. However, we are being faced with some inconceivable attacks against us from the state, and we have to present a balanced budget.
Teachers earn tenure in Sitka after 3 years, technically on the first day teaching their fourth year. In academic professions, earning tenure means holding a permanent position. The school board is scheduled to hold a final budget hearing at 6 p.m. on April 18th in the district boardroom. This most recent meeting was standing room only, with most of the audience comprised of high school American government students. The board urged students to try their hand at legislative advocacy in support of schools. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.